My obsession with all things medical began in 1989 when every Tuesday night I was permitted to watch the newest episode of Rescue 911. Watching terrible actors give less than adequate chest compressions and push fake medications was a drug I was hooked on. In 1991, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was my newest obsession. She was a woman. She was saving lives in her best frocks. And she had great bedside manner to boot. And I just knew I was going to be a doctor. This obsession got worse in 1994 when ER aired. These guys had technology, they had modern medicine, they had nurses that did all their work. Nothing's changed since the 90s, apparently. And Dr. Carter, he was so fine. But I realized quickly I was behind the game because they would use these big terms like, this guy needs an MRI, or this woman needs to get to the cath lab. And I had no idea what they were talking about. This was before the days of internet, so I did what any teenage girl would do, and I took myself to the library, and I checked out pathophysiology, anatomy and physiology, a medical terminology book, and some surgery VHS tapes from Harvard. I made a glossary of all the medical terms they would say on ER that I didn't understand. And so when someone would say, this guy needs an EKG stat, I would say, ooh, okay, A, albumin, B, E, oh, EKG, okay. A cardiac tool used to see the electrical activity of the heart. Got it, okay, cool. And I realized there was something on ER that they said a lot, all the time. If there was a patient that had a change in status or an emergency or an ambulance bust through the bay, they would say, he needs a CBC stat. And so I thought, this must be really, really something special because they always ask for this. What the heck is it? So I go down my list, and I get to CBC. Okay, complete blood count, a diagnostic tool used to see the blood at a cellular level. Oh, okay. It holds all the secrets of the universe. Got it. Well, my mom was totally supportive of this endeavor. And she got me a cheap stethoscope, but some real medical scrubs from Value Village. And I thought I was so cool. I wore those things to school. I slept in them. And I just thought I was the real deal. And so my freshman year of high school, my mom was getting ready for work, and she received some bad news. And she dropped to the floor, and she started shaking violently. I ran to my parents' bedroom, and I woke up my dad, and I said, Dad, Mom's having a seizure. And he goes, how do you know? And I was so appalled. I was so insulted. I said, Dad, I literally have an honorary medical degree from Channel 13. I've seen all 7 seasons of ER. I think I know what I'm talking about. And so sure enough, he came upstairs. He said, call 911. EMS arrived, and they loaded up my mom. But before they took her out, I made eye contact with the head EMS, and I said, hey, don't forget to run a CBC when you get her to the hospital. And he was like, okay. So I grew up in Dillingham, small town in Southwest Alaska. And my mom, they couldn't stop her seizure, so they had to medevac her into Anchorage. And the whole time I'm like, Dad, I want a copy of those labs. Make sure they give me all the labs, because I want to see that CBC. And the next few years were a whirlwind of brain tests, medical appointments, university hospital admissions, and my mom's epilepsy was worse and worse and worse, and nobody could figure it out. I was a freshman in college at UAA, and I got a phone call that my mom had committed suicide. She used a gun in the basement of my childhood home, but she didn't pass right away. She was again medevaced here to Anchorage. And I met my dad in the conference room that I work across from every day at work at Prov. And the ICU doctor came in and he said, I'm so sorry, we've run every test. There is no brain activity. There's nothing more we can do. And I made eye contact with him once again and I said, what was on that CBC? And he was like, okay, nothing, I don't know, irrelevant. And he walked out. The next person that walked in was a beautiful woman with a cute bun and a pencil skirt and a ton of paperwork. And she sat down and she's talking to my dad and I'm still sitting in there in like shock and disbelief and wondering like if the eosinophils were elevated or, you know, whatever. And this woman was crying. And I looked up and I said, I'm sorry, who are you? And she said, my name's so-and-so. I am a nurse for Life Alaska. And I'm here to help you and your family donate your mom's organs. She was such a gift here on earth, and she's going to continue to be a gift for so many people. And she was crying. And I was like, you're a nurse? And she said, yes, I'm a nurse. And I said, don't nurses wear medical scrubs? And she said, well, I'm a nurse in the office, and so I get to wear these clothes. But nurses can do all kinds of things. They're not limited to medical scrubs. And I said, well, are you allowed to cry? And she laughed, and she said yes. And it made her cry more, and every tear that fell from her eyes was so honoring to me. It touched my heart, and that was the day that I changed my major from MD to RN. I've spent about 90% of my career as a NICU nurse, and I've got to cry a lot with my patients. I've got to laugh a lot with my patients, and I came to realize that the CBC really is important when caring for the littlest of patients that can't verbalize what's wrong with them. And although I did come to realize that the CBC doesn't hold all of the secrets of the universe, I know the one who does, and he created me to be a nurse.
Thank you.